Now this week, we come to the first of our problems. We come to a problem that, at least in the West, arises quite early in the spiritual life. At any rate, it arises quite early in the spiritual life of those who follow the path of Buddhism. And it's a very important problem indeed. It's all the more important inasmuch as it arises in connection with awareness. That is to say, arises in connection with self-consciousness. Awareness, as we saw last week and as we've repeatedly insisted on other occasions, awareness is the growing point of the whole process of the higher evolution. So that if there's any misunderstanding in connection with awareness, if any misunderstanding arises in connection with the practice or the development or the cultivation of awareness, then the whole subsequent course of the higher evolution may be affected, even perhaps made impossible. Just as if the bud is damaged, the flower will not be able to unfold, at least not to the full measure of its perfection. This is not to say that awareness itself is a problem. Awareness itself is no problem at all. Awareness is the resolution of many of our problems. The problem here lies in our confusing what I term alienated awareness with what I term integrated awareness. And tonight we're primarily concerned with this question. And it's for this reason that tonight's lecture is entitled From Alienated Awareness to Integrated Awareness. Now, we're going to proceed slowly. We're going to proceed step by step. And we're first of all going to consider awareness in general, especially the way in which awareness is to be cultivated according to the traditional Buddhist teaching. Here, many of us will find ourselves for a while on quite familiar ground. After that, we shall be striking out in a new direction. We shall be exploring comparatively unfamiliar territory. We shall examine the nature of the difference between alienated awareness and integrated awareness. We shall try to see how alienated awareness arises and also how integrated awareness can be developed. Now, first of all, awareness in general. In books and writings about Buddhism, awareness is very often referred to as mindfulness. That's the more familiar term for many people. There's a detailed account of awareness in the sense of mindfulness along traditional lines in the first chapter of my survey of Buddhism. As perfect awareness, the seventh step in the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path, I've dealt with this subject in the seventh lecture in the series on the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path. I've also dealt with this subject of awareness or mindfulness in a more contemporary manner, also in a more comprehensive manner, in the course of a talk on dimensions of awareness. These talks, by the way, are all on tape. This evening, we've only time for an outline of the subject of awareness in general.